Hi all, it's your old friend Jack. Happy Monday. We are in the final week of summer break, at least for my children. I don't know about you, but the end of summer is always sort of makes me sad. Summer is my favorite time of year, so it always, even though I've been out of school, more than 20 years, oh my Lord, it just makes me feel sad. I always feel like I've got so much more that I want to do. And that ties into something else. If you're among the longtime readers, you've probably seen me post about how I wish I could live to be 1,000 years old, assuming that I was healthy and in complete control of my physical and mental abilities. But the point of that is, there's so much that I want to do. And, if I could live to be 1,000, that would give me the time to go live in lots of different places and not be a tourist, but really to, become, part of the life of, a particular city or town. Wherever it may be, I could have a lot of different professions. There's a lot of things. I love being a writer. I love what I do, but it might be kind of cool to be a history professor or to be a doctor for a while, or to do something else. So there's just it's just me. I've got a lot of interests. I've got a very active imagination and a lot of energy to do things. So it's frustrating sometimes to see how little time we have. And it's why I try not to waste my time. And sometimes I wonder about the internet because there's no greater time suck. Even when I'm reading, a lot of times when I'm doing things online, people wonder if I'm just screwing around on Facebook. It's not even so much that I'm screwing around on Facebook. I read the dictionary. I read encyclopedias. I read almanacs. It's just interesting to me. I read about a lot of different things, which reminds me of something else. One of the things that I'm doing right now with the blog is I'm conducting a little blog maintenance, if you will, trying to do some house cleaning there. So I've been going through and trying to get rid of some of the broken links and trying to optimize my posts for SEO, if you will. A while back I installed the Yoast YOAST plugin, and so I'm trying to hit the posts that I didn't have Yoast installed for. There's a couple of steps. It's cut and paste, drop it into to the Yoast format, and it's supposed to enhance your SEO efforts. So we'll find out if that really works at all. But 10 years of blogging, I've got basically 10,000 posts, and I didn't install Yoast until, I don't know, a year and a half ago. So there's a boatload of work there. So I've been going through, and that's why some of you are getting pinged, I think, now by posts where I link to you. So I've had a few people say, "Hey, why did this post from 2010 come up? Why am I getting hit with something from 2008 or 2009?" Well, it's the blog house cleaning, and it's one of those things. I think about sometimes because when I got into this whole blogging game 10 years ago, if you're, I did it on a whim. I had no idea that it would lead down the rabbit hole it has, and I'm very grateful for it. But that time, we didn't have to worry about all the chaos and clutter. You didn't have Twitter, you didn't have Pinterest, you didn't have Facebook or Google Plus or any of these social media platforms. So if you're having conversations online, most of those conversations, at least when it came to blogging, were happening on your blog or somebody else's blog. Now some of those conversations happen in multiple places. So I find myself asking myself the basic questions about, why do I blog? What are my goals? What do I hope to accomplish? And am I doing things that are leading to, did I set up a roadmap that I can follow that'll give me a path to success? So I'm always torn about it because there's a lot more I could do to do more marketing and bring in more people and more readers. That is, in theory, having more people, come to the blog would lead to more opportunities to, do some of the things I like to do and get some of the opportunities that come from blogging, more freelance writing jobs, some of the brand ambassador stuff. There's some pretty cool stuff that happens. And, the mythical dream that some agent's going to show up on the blog and say, "Wow, Jack, you're the greatest writer ever. Here's $10 million to write 10 books and to blog professionally." So I do think about those things sometimes and dream about them happening. And, it's the constant push-pull effort there. to decide what am I willing to do to try and make that happen, and what am I willing to do to stay true to form and who I am. So I think that's probably why you see some of the goofy headlines that I write, like cheaper than a $5 whore with less risk of infection. So that's a quick snapshot of what's going on here, some of the house cleaning and some of the thoughts about this and that. I think we're going to keep this short because since I haven't managed to figure out how to come up with an opening theme and a closing theme for these audio posts, I don't know how many of you are truly listening or if I'm just putting you to sleep. If I am putting you to sleep, I'd like to get paid for doing so. There's less risk than using Ambien or drinking a fifth of vodka, and it's probably more exciting. Okay, well, how exciting can it be if I'm putting you to sleep? Hey, life. Anyhow, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.